Now the next bit then we have to deal with is the metals for neutral and cationic complexes. So when I stepped through that platinum example, I showed you how we could go from a platinum cationic complexes through to platinum neutral complex through to platinum anionic complexes. So we have to have naming rules that go across all of those different classes. Now for the neutral and the cationic ones, which are the most common ones, then we use the usual name of the metal and then put the oxidation number, the oxidation state, and Roman numerals behind it. So in this case here, we go 2 minus for the chloride, puts a 2 plus onto the square bracket. So 2 plus equals iron minus the charge on the waters. These guys are 0, so 2 plus is the charge on the iron. So it goes hexa, aqua, iron, bracket, Roman numeral 2, space chloride. Now notice because you specify the oxidation state on the metal, you don't need to say how many of the anions are there. Okay? It's very similar to main group naming when you're doing group 1s and group 2s. You don't need to say how many of the counterions because the oxidation state there is implicit and it specifies how many counterions go with it. Okay, that's for neutron cationics. With the anions, things get a little worse. The metal doesn't have its usual name. Quite often it's in Latin, and it will get 8 tacked to it. So we have iron changing to ferrate, silver changing to argentate, cuprate, stannate, aurate, and plumbate. Those are my favourites. So, and obviously you are going to get an example of an anionic one as well as cationic. So you can sort of bank on it. I've got to check that you understand how to do both systems of naming. So in this case, it's the same rules as before though. Cation before anion, so we put potassium at the front. We don't have to say tripotassium because the oxidation state on the iron is 3 plus. That tells us to put 3 potassiums. The cyano, each one of them is 1 minus. And you go, how do I know the charge on cyano is 1 minus? You have memorized that entire table of monodentate ligands. And so you see oxo, you go 2 minus. You see hydroxo, you go 1 minus. Cyano, 1 minus. That's what that little table's for. And then down in this case here, we have got chromium. So we take off the eum and we put in 8. We use our rules. 2 plus here puts a 2 minus charge onto the square bracket. Water's neutral. This guy here is 5 minus. So the charge on the chromium plus the charge on these chlorides must end up giving us the charge on the square bracket, which was 2 minus. So 2 minus equals 3 plus minus 5. Are we all cool with that? Maybe? So 2 plus for the two sodiums means the charge on the square brackets is 2 minus. So I write down minus 2 equals, then I write chromium plus, now there's no charge on the water, okay, so it's plus negative 5. Okay, so negative 2 equals plus 3 minus 5. Straightforward? More or less. You guys are going to have some fun because some of these on the tutorial.